Welcome back to Glenwood High School, where we just saw the Lady Demons take down the Grand Junction Tigers, 54-10. You know, very, you know, easy win for them. Grand Junction's just having a tough season this year. They've gone, I think, 0-16 now. Glenwood came out, did a great job. Came out with the press, held Grand Junction to a single field goal in the whole first half. They scored one three-pointer in the first quarter, and then one free throw in the second quarter. It was 31-4 come halftime. Stats-wise, Stewart had 6 points, four rebounds, and two steals. Ruby Patch had 2 points, two rebounds. Nykirk had 7 points, four rebounds, and two steals. Ennewald had 6 points, three rebounds, one assist, three steals, and two blocks. So getting some work done on defense there. Winder came in with a bucket and two blocks of her own. Helms came in there during the garbage time in the fourth quarter, had an offensive rebound. Spires and Taylor were the scoring leaders. Spires had 15 points, four rebounds, two assists, four steals, and she was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And Tori Taylor had 13 points, three rebounds, one assist, two steals, and she was 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Brianna Sorensen had 3 points, two rebounds, had eight assists and six steals. So, there was a total of 30 turnovers for Grand Junction. So, again, Glenwood Lady Demons taking down Grand Junction 54-10. And now we've got getting ready for the boys game. And I believe our next broadcast is going to be on Saturday, Coleridge versus Steamboat.
Yeah. At Coleridge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ladies start at what, 2:30?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Believe. Yeah. Okay. 2 and 3:30 are the times. So we saw Glenwood boys at Summit. Oh, was it cold there? They won that game. They've won three in a row. Glenwood 9-7 overall. They beat Summit 48-34. Prior to that, beat Palisade at Palisade 57-42. And then again, the win that really got them off the schneid and really gave them some confidence was that win over the 6A, 5A Montrose.
Yeah.
Even more important than the girls win over Montrose, because Montrose boys are tough. They play in a tough league, and that was just a huge win here at home. Argenti Renteria has been great, averaging about 7 points a game. Sim Wenger has been wonderful. Just putting on a show, just under 13 points a game, getting steals and blocks. Eric Cordero with 4.5 points per game. Alec Clausen has didn't start against Summit, but started a couple of games prior to that. He's averaging a little over 4 points per game, gets a lot of steals and blocks. Hernandez is not playing tonight. He's out sick, so they're going to miss his defensive capabilities coming off the bench. He's a little under the weather.
But we do see the Heisel brothers back. We did not see them.
Gus and Andy, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even see them on the bench. It didn't even look like they made the trip to Summit, so it's good to see them back in the warm-ups.
Grand Junction under Isaac Madison, his first year. Or no, I'm sorry. This is his... let's see, I think... what did I say? Ninth year as head coach of the Grand Junction program. They're 6-9 overall, 0-2 in the 6A, 5A Southwestern Conference. They've lost their last four games, lost at Palisade 52-48 on January 14th, lost at home to Eagle Valley 67-57, lost at Durango on the 21st 55-43, so they had to make that long trip down there on Monday, and lost to Grand Junction Central at home 62-38. So they've been giving up some points. Prior to that, they had a four-game win streak. Wins over Montezuma Cortez, Central, Battle Mountain, and Grand Valley.
Yeah, as you said before, they've got some, they've got, you know, good numbers. They've got, what, it's like 15 or so kids out there, and we were watching during warmups. I saw at least three or four of them, getting dunks in the warmup and that kind of thing. So it's going to be interesting to see this matchup here.
Grand Junction, their starters here. Jace Satterfield, a 5'10 senior. Satterfield averaging just under 5 points per game. He's a 5'10 senior. Andon Toe, a 6'3 senior. T.O.W. averages just under 6 points per game. Brett Wojtek, a 6'4 junior. Good size young man, averaging about 4 points per game. Jake Stanfield, 6'1 senior, averages just over 6 points per game. And Will Applegate, 6'3 sophomore, and the big fella averages just under 10 points per game. So we've got some height, some size, some guys that can shoot. As a three-point shooting, they average about 26%. Their free throw shooting percentage is 60%. Isaac Madison, ninth-year head coach. Prior to that, it was Dutch Johnson for a number of years. Some of their best seasons. Well, Madison, his best season with Grand Junction was in 2015, when they went 18-7, 9-1 in league play. Prior to that, Dutch Johnson had a 21-3 record, 10-0 in league play. I know they're doing some rebuilding and refurbishing at Grand Junction High School. I think they are getting a new gym. I'm not sure. Can't be certain, but I love that old gym. It's just like Hoosiers, you know. It's a throwback to the old days. Wooden bleachers and kind of double decker, and yeah, an old-fashioned press box enclosed with the old glass. It's like, it's just kind of fun to call games there. Starters for the Glenwood Demons. Let's see here. There we go. Gus Heisel, the aforementioned Gus. He's back in action tonight. Sim Winger, Eric Cordero, Aiden Peters getting the start tonight, and Edwin Olave. Again, Hernandez is out sick tonight. TJ Campbell in uniform. The rest of the players, Edgar, or I keep calling him Edgar. I'm thinking baseball. Arjuni Renteria. Sorry, Arjuni. Benny Swanson, Andy Heisel, Alec Clausen coming off the bench, and TJ Campbell. Again, Lady Demons won handily, 54-10. This year, Glenwood averaging about 47 points per game on offense, while surrendering around 49 per game. And lately, the defense has been terrific. They got up to a fast start against Summit and then kind of slowed down, you know, kind of got a little lazy in the second half, and then picked it up again defensively, and started, you know, that's how they get their points on the steals and the breakaways. And
yeah, if you could take out the third quarter of that game against Summit, it would have been a fantastic game. But that third quarter, for some reason, they came out after halftime and they were just playing flat.
Yeah,
their energy was nowhere.
12-5.
Yeah, but then they turned it back on in the fourth. It's almost like if you can turn it on and that way, you know, why not? But you know, you never know.
Yeah. They won that 48-34 in that game. Simwanger with 15 points, 14 from Arjuni Renteria. Alec Clausen with 5, Edwin Olave with 8 points. As I recall, Olave was a real difference maker in that game.
Yeah, and Winger, he had a double-double. He had 15 points, he had 10 rebounds, 3 steals, and 3 blocks. So he was all over the place in that game.
Winger and Brett Wojtek in the opening tip. Here we go. And it's, they mistimed their jump, did Winger. And with the tip taken by Grand Junction. Aiden Toe. And, boy, Cordero wrestling for the ball there, trying to get it away from Wojtek. pass to Stanfield. Olave riding his hip. Here's Satterfield. Satterfield down low to Aiden Toe. Aiden Toe. Double team ball knocked away by Winger. Three-pointer put up by Satterfield. And it's 3-0 Grand Junction. We saw some of the Grand Junction boys over at Jimmy John's get a little pregame meal.
Yep.
Here's Sim Winger, a little head fake, hands it off to Olave, launches a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled, though, by Aiden Peters for Glenwood. Goes to Eric Cordero. Top of the key, dribble drive with the left hand, finds a lane, just bumps into a defender. Hands it off to Peters. Peters with a drive in the lane. Stops in front of the free throw line. Hands it off to Winger. Pump fake. Shoots. Scores.
Man, what a shot by Winger. It was going to be blocked. He brought it back down and kind of laid it up from the outside.
Tigers no problem beating the press. They get it across. 3-2 Grand Junction. A steal by Sim Winger. Took it away from Stanfield. That was just thievery right there. Winger finds a lane. Shot with the right hand. Fouled. And Sim to the line for two.
Well, Sim is just tenacious. He just does not slow down. Even when he doesn't have the ball, he's always looking to get open.
Right. First free throw off the back of the rim. One more free throw. Try to tie it up here. Second free throw is good. Nothing but net. 3-3 score. 6:23 to go. Winger. Grand Junction gets back on D. Olave guarding the ball closely. Passes down to Aiden Toe. Picked off by Eric Cordero. Great hands. That was just nasty. Up the court to Aiden Peters. Drives the lane. Lays it up and got it. Aiden Peters softly off the window. And Glenwood has the lead 5-3. Up the court comes Stanfield. Stanfield top of the key to Wojtek. Here's Toe. Will Applegate. Now it's Wojtek with a drive along the baseline. Flips it out top of the key. Now they go to the far corner to Satterfield for another three, and he knocks that one down. Satterfield from downtown. It's 6-5 Grand Junction. Pass up the court to Sim Winger. Winger gets a pick from Olave. Drives, kicks it out top of the key to Cordero. Backs up near the circle. Drives with the right hand. Hands it off to Olave. Little hesitation move, spin move, kick out pass to Winger in the corner, three-pointer. Off the, barely scraped the rim, rebound taken by Grand Junction. At the court comes Wojtek. In the near corner to Stanfield. Stanfield flips it to Satterfield. Pass to Applegate off his hands, into the hands of Wojtek. They go down to Applegate. Jump shot in the key, won't go. He's fouled, and Will Applegate, 6'3 sophomore, to the line for two shots.
So they're going to call that on Peters, I think.
Yeah. First free throw is off the front of the rim. Peters first, each team with one. Stanfield comes out, replaced by Cameron Ochoa. Second attempt is no good. Up high for the rebound is Peters. Cordero to Gus Heisel for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Grand Junction. Pulled down by number 22, Wojtek. 6-5 Grand Junction. Toes got it. Now flips it over to Ochoa. Top of the key to Applegate. Kick out pass to number one Satterfield. Another three-pointer. Doesn't go. Rebound, Olave. 6-5 Grand Junction. Pass to Gus Heisel. Fake shoots. Foul or blocked. Ball went out of bounds. And Gus tried to bounce it off Satterfield, yeah. And he was already out of bounds. Ball was already out of bounds.
I'm not sure how they didn't call that foul on Wojtek. I mean, he caught Heisel's arm.
4 minutes to go in the first. Pass to Wojtek. Pass down low to Toe. Missed the shot from the baseline. Olave up the court to Gus Heisel. Off his hands. Ball slapped away. Ends up in the hands of Peters. Peters goes down to Sim Wenger. Puts on a move. Fake shoots. Fouled. And the foul call against Brett Wojtek. Sim just got a great head fake and great feet. 6'5 Grand Junction. First foul called against Wojtek. Second team foul. Winger ties the game up with that free throw. Applegate out. Replaced by Zaire Fuller. Grand Junction boys do not use the towel. Second free throw off the back of the rim. Rebound controlled by Grand Junction. Pulled down by Wojtek. Here's Ochoa. Top of the key to Toe. Hands it off to Wojtek. Drives, fakes, kicks it out through the key to Satterfield. Three-pointer set from the corner. Doesn't go. Rebound put back. No good. Rebound taken by Sim Wenger. That second shot put it by Fuller. Wenger puts on the brakes. Flips it over to Peters. Right wing. Top of the key to Cordero. Left wing to Olave. Drives along the baseline. Trying to feed it underneath. Lost the ball. Got it back. Knocked to the floor. Rolls it. Tried to roll it to Aiden Peters. And they call jump ball. How is that a jump? I don't know.
That's another one. You know, Olave, how did he not get fouled on that? I mean, he had three defenders, and he just ended up getting thrown to the floor.
Clausen and Renteria in for Glenwood. Cordero inbounding. 6-6 score. Lob pass into Wenger. Top of the key. Three-pointer. In and out. Back. No. Rolled out. Rebound taken by Satterfield. Up the court to Wojtek. One-on-one with Cordero. Ball stripped. Got a steal by Arjuni Renteria. Just came out of the weeds and took the ball away. Lob pass down to Wenger. At the block. Jumps. Shoots. Blocked. He's fouled. And Wenger back to the line. That's where he's going to earn his money tonight. He's 2 for 4 from the line. Tied at 6. 2:46 to go in the first. Winger's first free throw. Good. 7-6, Glenwood. Wojtek out for Grand Junction. Stanfield in for him. Winger's second free throw. Got the roll that time. 8-6, Glenwood. 2:45 to go here at the first. Satterfield, couple of threes. Bounce pass to Fuller. Hands it off to Ochoa. And we got a foul against Glenwood. Called against Renteria. His first second team foul.
Yeah, him and Fuller are battling for position down there.
Pass up high to Toe. Lob pass down to Stanfield. Loses the ball. Bound for it on the floor. And it was Clausen coming up with a loose ball. Olave trying to chase it down. Tipped it to Wenger. Cordero flips it out to Renteria. To Clausen. Left wing. Finds a lane. Taking it to the hoop. Floats it. Won't get the baskets. Rebound taken by Satterfield. 8-6 Glenwood. Satterfield one-on-one with Cordero. Hands it off to Stanfield with a drive right side. No basket. He's fouled on the floor. A foul called against Sim Wenger is first. Each team with three. Satterfield inbounding at the baseline.
Well, everybody thought that was a shooting foul. The Glenwood boys are lined up on the lanes there.
Lob pass into Stanfield. Pass down to Applegate, trying to post up against Wenger. Kick out pass to Ochoa for three. Good. All the points for Grand Junction coming with the three-pointer. Here's a shot put up by Renteria. Missed the layup. The rebound controlled by Grand Junction. Renteria was wide open. They're going to call a foul on Arjuni. Trying to get the ball back. That's going to be his second already. Arjuni missing a rare layup. 9-8 Grand Junction, minute 39 to go in the first. Stanfield inbounding. Goes backcourt to Declan Lake. Lake wears number 0. Pass to Ochoa. Pass down to Applegate at the block. Double team. Ball stolen by Simwinger. Great hands. Up the court to Olave. Olave. Three defenders on him. He goes to Renteria. Kick out to Winger for three in the left wing. In and out. No good. Rebound tipped by Olave. Taken, though, by Fuller for Grand Junction. Ball knocked away. Tigers still have the ball. Fuller has it left wing. Top of the key to Lake. Drive by Stanfield. Got knocked to the fourth. Blocked by Winger. Pass up the court to Renteria. This time he makes the layup. 10-9 Glenwood. 54 seconds left. Gus Heisel and Andy Heisel checking in at the scorer's table. 45 seconds. And now the student section on their feet. Pass down to Applegate. Puts up a hook shot. Got it over Winger. Applegate with his first basket. 11-10 Grand Junction. 35 seconds. Olave flips it to Alec Claussen. Claussen to Eric Cordero. Cordero flips it to Renteria, to Olave in the far corner. Goes to Winger. Winger down to Claussen. One-on-one. Fakes, shoots, fade away. Got the roll. Alec Claussen.
He's got such a soft touch on that fadeaway shot.
12-11 Glenwood. 8 seconds. 7, 6, 5. Four, Ochoa to Lake. Shot in the lane. The right-handed floater won't go by Stanfield. There's the buzzer ending the first quarter. It's Glenwood 12, Grand Junction 11. This is KMTS. 12-11 Glenwood over Grand Junction after one quarter of play. Tigers with the ball. Stanfield inbounding to Satterfield. He's got a couple of threes. Lobs it to Declan Lake, right wing, guarded there by Andy Heisel. Top of the key to Stanfield. Stanfield one-on-one with Renteria. Fuller now, right wing. Lake. Stanfield. Stops, top of the key. Lobs it to Lake, back to Stanfield. Far corner to Fuller. Bounce pass underneath. Steal by Renteria. No, taken. Good hands by Will Applegate. Quick to the basket. He's got his second basket. 13-12. His lead changes again. Tigers with the lead. Cordero calls out a play, walks it up, flips it right wing to Andy Heisel. Heisel to Claussen. Claussen with a drive, shoots and scores. Nice soft touch off the glass. Alec Claussen with his second basket, and the lead changes again, 14-13 Demons. Satterfield right wing to Stanfield. Stanfield with a drive along the baseline, puts up a shot off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped away, taken by Claussen. Good hands, he's double teamed. He gets it up to Andy Heisel up the left side. Heisel weaves his way up the court. Top of the key, hands it off to Cordero, right ring. Three-pointer from with the left hand. In and out, no good. It was online, but just bounced in and plopped out. Up the court comes Satterfield. 14-13 Glenwood. Hands it off to Applegate. Back to Satterfield. To Stanfield, right wing. To Fuller. They go around the perimeter. Pass to Stanfield, top of the key. Hands it off to Satterfield. Pass down low to Applegate off his hands out of bounds. It's last touch, they're saying, by Gus Heisel. Tigers ball at the baseline. Fred Heisel is going to send Sim Winger back in momentarily. Pass into Applegate. Muscles one up there. Missed the shot. Ball went out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Will Applegate, 6'3", 220. He's one of the few players lists his weight here. He's a big fella. Olave back in as well. Gus Heisel is out. Cordero out as well. Winger will bring it up.
You can see Applegate move, throwing his weight around a little bit down there underneath, boxing out and pushing people around.
Winger asks for a pick from Olave. Now goes to Art Renteria. Argeny, spin move. Bounce pass to Claussen. 10-foot jumper from the baseline. Won't get the bounce. Rebound Renteria. Put back Argeny Renteria. Boy, he's got some spring in that jump. 16-13 Glenwood, under 6 minutes to go in the half. Satterfield flips it to Fuller, far corner, gets around Renteria, muscles up a shot, draws the foul, and two shots for Zaire Fuller, 6'1 senior.
It's Renteria's third already.
Yeah, might be time to pull up a chair. And Coach Fred Heisel is aware, and he's going to send Aiden Peters back in the game. Zaire Fuller, first free throw is good.
Nice little tongue twister for you there. Yeah. Fuller's first free throw.
Second free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Claussen. Claussen's already got three boards. 16-14, Glenwood. Olave, right wing. Winger trying to post up. Lobs it down to Sim. Sim double team, triple team. At the baseline. Puts up a shot. Fakes the defender. Missed the jumper. Gets his own rebound. They're going to call a foul against Glenwood. Against Sim.
Yep.
Okay.
Saying he pushed off a little bit trying to get that rebound.
His second. Sixth team foul already for Glenwood. 16-14, Demons lead. 5:29 to go here in the first half. Pass over to Declan Lake. Lake to Satterfield to Fuller. In the near corner to an unidentified player. Can't see over the students. Pass down low. Out of bounds. Intended for Fuller trying to post up. And Glenwood ball out of bounds. 16-14, Demons. Wenger will bring it up uncontested. Sib, quick pass over to Olave. Three-pointer from the corner. Yes, sir. Edwin Olave from downtown. 19-14. Demons lead. Under 5 minutes to go in the half. Satterfield to Applegate. Lake. It's a pass tipped by Peters. And last touch by... Is it Glenwood ball?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Grand Junction ball. That Peters knocked that out of bounds.
Yeah.
We see Applegate and Fuller take a seat.
Satterfield has the ball one-on-one with Andy Heisel. Flips it to Cameron Ochoa. Peters guarding him. Pass to Satterfield. Now they go left side to Declan Lake. Oh, he took a travel. Took an extra step there. And they're going to call a foul? What? On Peters? Are you kidding me? Lake just took a bad shot. It was blocked easily, but the referee saying going on the wrist. Okay. I think not. But oh well. Free throw is good by Ochoa. I mean Declan Lake, rather. His first point. 19-15, Glenwood. Lake's second free throw off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Peters. 19-15, Demons. Peters goes to Olave, finds a lane, now gets cut off, fakes, forces up a shot, doesn't go, rebound, Sim Wenger out to Alec Claussen. Claussen clears it, left wing. Wenger trying to post up. He gets fronted there. Here's Andy Heisel, top of the key, way downtown. Are you serious? Off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Wenger. They're saying a foul on the floor. Called against Grand Junction. I mean, Andy pulled the trigger from 30 feet. No, probably 25.
Yeah. It was a...
Man, I was like...
It looked like a Golden State Warrior
seriously?
Three-pointer.
4:09 to go. Wenger inbounding. Goes into Olave. Olave to Claussen. Claussen to Peters. Peters to Wenger. Baseline drive. Flow to the right hand. Beautiful
nice.
Shot. Oh, was that gorgeous. Sim with a beautiful shot. 21-15. A right-handed teardrop. Demons lead by six. A handoff to Declan Lake. Lake to Satterfield. Satterfield to Ochoa. And Ochoa's fouled by Wenger. Sim slapping his hands in frustration. That's his third foul. He better sit for a bit. And Coach Fred Heisel is aware, and he'll send Gus Heisel in for Sim Wenger.
Cordero also comes in the game for Andy Heisel.
21-15, Demons. That's the eighth team foul for Glenwood. So 1-1 for Cameron Ochoa, 6-foot senior. First free throw is good. Ochoa's second free throw is good. Got the roll. 21-17, Demons lead. Or Cordero brings it up for Glenwood. Brings it up center court. Looking left, dribbles right. Hands it out. No, fakes the handoff to Olave. Now we'll pass it to Olave, top of the key. Edwin hands it off to Claussen. Claussen in the paint, in front of the free throw line. Bang! Alec Claussen feeling it. Sweet pull-up jumper from 10 feet. 23-17, Demons. Well, hesitation move by Mason Anderson. Has the ball picked off, stolen by Aiden Peters. Up the court to Gus Heisel, right wing. Gus back to Aiden. Aiden finds a lane in the middle of the key, and what's the foul? What's it called? Travel.
Calling traveling. He didn't really have control of it, is the only problem.
23-17, Demons lead, 2:59 to go in the first half.
That's only the second turnover for Glenwood so far. They've had one out go out of bounds on them and then just one travel.
Satterfield goes to Stanfield. Ball's in the corner. I'm not sure who has it.
It's Ochoa.
Ochoa, okay. Yeah. Here's Stanfield. Hands it off to Wojtek. Otoe, rather. Drive along the baseline. Shot doesn't go. Rebound, putback, reverse layup. Good by Applegate. Applegate with a nice putback. He's got 6 points. 23-19 Demons. 2:20 left in the first half. Cordero walks it up. Met there by Satterfield. Hands it off to Gus Heisel. Back to Cordero. Back to Heisel, top of the key. Three-pointer. Bang, missed it. Tried to bank it. Almost got it to go. 23-19. Glenwood under 2 minutes to go in the half. Cordero one-on-one with Satterfield. And a foul's going to be called on Cordero. That's ninth team foul. Can't say the Glenwood Demons are getting robbed here. That's Cordero's first. Ninth team foul. Jesse Satterfield, 5'10 senior at the line. Andy Heisel back in. Olave out. First free throw is good.
Well, you can see Applegate down here going up against Peters, trying to get position, and Applegate just moves him out of the way.
Second free throw is good. Satterfield, 23-21. Demons hanging on to the lead under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Cordero brings it up center court between the leg dribble. Stops in front of the free throw line. Bounce pass underneath to Claussen. Lost it, got it back between his legs. Hands it off to Cordero, right wing. Offense kind of stagnant right now. Here's Gus Heisel. Cross court pass to Claussen. Claussen backs up top of the key. Hands it off to Aiden Peters. Peters to Cordero, right wing to Andy Heisel. Andy cross court to Peters.
Andy traveled, yeah. He's kind of nonchalantly just took one, two, three steps.
Minute 22 to go. Glenwood leading 23-22, led by seven. Allowing Grand Junction to stay in this here. Especially at the free throw line. Jesse Satterfield, right wing to Andentoe. To Stanfield with a drive in the lane. Lays it up, missed the shot. Rebound, put back. Good, it's tied. That shot put back by Toe. 23 all. Demons getting sloppy here. And Coach Fred Heisel agrees. He wants a full timeout with 56 seconds left in the half. 23-23. This is KMTS. 56 seconds remaining in the first half. We're tied at 23. Glenwood on a 6-0 run. Tying things up. Coach Fred Heisel called for that timeout. Gus Heisel into Eric Cordero. Cordero, crossover dribble, hands it off to Simwinger, back in the game with three fouls. A little jump pass into Gus, sets up for a three in the corner. That's off the rim, won't go. But maybe a bounce in, rebound taken by Stanfield. Stanfield's got it top of the key. Lobs it to Satterfield, right wing. Bumped there by Cordero, gets a steal. Cordero races up the floor, bounce pass to Claussen, who lays it up and in. Cordero with a steal, a nice assist, and the foul. Claussen to the line for the and one. And the foul called. You identify the culprits?
I did not see it.
Claussen at the line to make it a three-point play. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped by Gus Heisel into the hands of Satterfield. 25-23 Glenwood. 18 seconds. Ochoa. smothered there. Hands it off to Satterfield. Comes out to get it. Here's Stanfield, top of the key. Poked at by Andy Heisel, and Andy picks up a foul. His first 10th team foul. Double bonus now with 8 seconds left for Jake Stanfield. Two shots. First free throw is good. .9 seconds to be exact. Ochoa and Satterfield out. Stanfield to try and tie it up here with second free throw. And he rattles that one in. Declan Lake in for Grand Junction. Tied at 25. Cordero rolls it in to Claussen. He's going to let it roll and pick it up. Goes back to Cordero. 7 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3. Cordero with a drive. Takes it. Leans her. It's going to be an offensive foul. It is. Wow. Glenwood not playing their game. That's Cordero's second foul. That'll do it. Oh, no, there's 2 seconds left. More subs. Boy, there's all kinds of traffic.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with.
Grand Central Station here. 2.7 seconds left. Baseball pass up the court. That's a bullet. And a shot at the buzzer. No good. Attempted by Andantoe, and that'll do it for the first half. Tied at 25. Pretty good ball game here at halftime. 25-25, Grand Junction and Glenwood. This is KMTS. Halftime here at Glenwood Springs High School. Glenwood boys and the Grand Junction Tigers all tied at 25, and the student section just vanished.
Yeah.
Maybe they got homework. I don't know.
suddenly we can see this bottom left corner now.
Yeah. 25-25. Glenwood had the edge 12-10 after the first. Grand Junction getting the job done at the free throw line. Outscored Glenwood 14-13 in the second quarter to tie the game up at 25 apiece. That was really the story. Was foul trouble for Sim Wenger. Picked up his third. Had to come out briefly after he started to get on a roll. Arjuni Renteria with three fouls. He's only got two baskets. Sim Wenger with the 8 points. Four of those points at the free throw line. Aiden Peters with a basket. And Al Claussen off the bench. He's been the most effective next to Wenger with 8 points. Had a missed a free throw, a chance to make it a three-point play. And Edwin Olave hit a three-pointer in the second quarter. But you get into foul trouble, and your key player's got to sit the bench. It creates some problems, and Grand Junction smelled blood and went after it, and they were driving to the basket, drawing the fouls, and getting to the line, and they were terrific from the line.
Yeah, they were 8 for 12 from the line. And it's spread out. I mean, it's not just one player. I mean, I think a winger has 6 free throws for Glenwood, and Claussen has that one on that attempt to make it a three-point play. But Lake, Satterfield, Ochoa, Fuller, Stanfield, Applegate have all been to the line for Junction. They've shot pretty well. Rebound wise, Satterfield is leading everybody. He's got 4 rebounds. Aiden Peters and Claussen both have 3 for Glenwood. Pretty even. 11 rebounds for Glenwood, 14 for Grand Junction. Glenwood is standing out a little bit. They have 7 steals. 7 of Grand Junction's 8 turnovers. And they've been playing without turnovers. They only have 3 turnovers. They've had 2 traveling calls and 1 lost out of bounds. So doing well as far as not making mistakes and that kind of thing. But I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of their 3-point shots especially have been those rattle inside the rim and then pop out.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been so close. I mean, this game could be a lot more, a lot more distance between it instead of being 25 all. If only a couple of those. We've seen probably 4 or 5 of those 3-point shots rattle their way back out.
Yeah. So they stay out of foul trouble in the second half and start to get some shots to fall. I have a good chance to beat Grand Junction, but Lady Demons, no drama there. It was all Glenwood as they beat Grand Junction girls 54-10. Grand Junction girls 0-16 on the season. Glenwood wins their fourth in a row. They're 11-5 overall. With Battle Mountain coming up here at home on Tuesday, the 31st. All tied at 25. Grand Junction boys back out, getting warmed up for the second half.
We've seen this the last couple of games. It seems like Glenwood doesn't come out and do. They've even skipped warm-ups several times on the second half. Again, they're not out on the court yet. 2 minutes left to go in halftime.
Looking at some scores in the NHL, the Avs, they've won six in a row. They lead the Anaheim Ducks 2-1 in the second period. Nuggets not playing tonight. College basketball. Number 8, UCLA, leading USC at halftime 37-25. Number 5, UConn over Tennessee, 84-67. 7th-ranked Notre Dame beat Florida State, 70-47. AFC Championship, NFC Championship coming up this weekend, this Sunday. The early game has the 49ers against the Eagles in Philly. And, boy, Brock Purdy's been living right.
Yeah.
The kid, you know, the Mr. Irrelevant.
But you still got to believe that the Eagles are the favorite there.
Absolutely, at home. Their defense and the way Jalen Hurts has been playing.
We know some people that'll make very happy to win that one.
That's the early game. And then the late game is the AFC Championship, a rematch of last year's title game, Cincinnati at Kansas City. And Patrick Mahomes, with that high ankle sprain, says he's feeling 100%.
Yeah, says he's good to go.
Yeah.
Which you knew that he was going to be good to go no matter what. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is not sitting out in the AFC Championship
not a
game
chance.
Because of an ankle.
No, not an arrowhead. No.
No. Somebody'd have to break his foot off, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, he's still a young kid, but he's the elder statesman, you might say, among the quarterbacks still in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, I saw something that said he has more playoff wins or as many playoff wins at this point. As many as Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning approaching the greats like Marino and those kind of things.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But, Joe Burrow, well, he's what an up-and-coming talent he is, playing like a veteran. Should be a good weekend for football, and then the Super Bowl is February 12th. Good, a two-week pregame show. Glenwood has the ball. They're tied at 25. Hand off to Simwing. We got a foul already. Offensive foul. Are you serious? Boy, oh boy. It's Whistle City here in Glenwood.
They're calling that on Olave.
Jeez,
at first, I thought they were calling that on Winger. I was like, oh, he cannot have his fourth foul already.
Tied at 25. No press for Glenwood. Satterfield will bring it up. Goes to Toe. Toe to Stanfield. To Applegate. Drive by Wojtek. Fakes. Has the ball stripped. Knocked out of bounds. Good hands by Edwin Olave. Satterfield inbounding. Goes top of the key to Applegate. Flips it to Toe. Back to Applegate. Right side to Satterfield on the wing. To Toe. To Wojtek. Pass down to Toe, and Toe, nice movement of the ball, and Toe with the finish there under the basket, 27-25. Tigers lead the Demons. Glenwood's going to get their act together here. Arjuni Renteria stops the free throw and lobs it to Olave, fakes the shot, drives through, defender's ball knocked away, into the hands, saved, it ends up with Peters, Battleford on the floor, jump ball called, possession will go to Grand Junction. Just not playing well right now.
Yeah, it's hard to tell if that got poked out or if that was lost it in the shifting from one hand to the other there.
Wojtek brings it up, flips it to Toe, hands it off to Stanfield with the drive, try to force his way in, and a foul's going to be called. Another foul against Glenwood. Jeez. Olave picks up his second. 6:40 to go in the third. Pass in the far corner, and it bounces up in the stands about halfway up.
Yeah, I don't even think it even crossed into the...
No.
He just kind of threw it straight down the baseline.
And Cordero will bring it up. 27-25 Grand Junction. Calls out of play. Goes left side to Renteria on the wing. Hands it off to Peters. Peters with a floater, right hand, banks it in. Aiden Peters with his second basket ties the game at 27. It's been several lean changes in this game. Here's another pass thrown out of bounds. That one by Toe. And another error by the Tigers. Glenn with a chance to reclaim the lead. First time since the late in the second quarter. Cordero brings it up. Met there by Satterfield. Lobs it to Simwanger, right wing. Renteria trying to post up. Here's Cordero for three. Off the, it banks it in, and he's fouled. Eric Cordero knocked down the three and took a flop. Cordero with the tray. Chance to make it a rare four-point play. Foul called against Satterfield, his second. And Cordero makes it a four-point play. We'll give him a spark here. 31-27 Demons. Under 6 minutes to go in the third. Satterfield lobs it to Applegate. There's a pass whistled through the key. Satterfield thought about a three. Now he goes to Applegate for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Cordero. Brings it up right side. Races up the floor. Spin move. Kicks it out to Olave. Three-pointer left wing. Tried to bank it. Didn't go. Rebound taken by Satterfield for Grand Junction. Puts on the brakes. Flips it over to Stanfield. Back to Satterfield. Wojtek to Toe. Top of the key to Stanfield. To Wojtek. Pass picked. Almost plucked out of the air by Simwanger. Now Battleford on the floor. Jump ball possession will go to Glenwood. Good hands by...
Oh, they're calling a foul on Toe.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, they sure are. His second.
Yeah. The loose ball on the ground, he ended up fouling Cordero.
Suddenly the momentum has shifted here. Glenwood with the 31-27 lead. Cordero goes down to Renteria in the paint. Little turnaround fadeaway. Good. Arjuna Renteria, the elevation and the five-foot jumper. 33-27 Glenwood. A timeout called, a full timeout called by head coach Isaac Madison. 4:49 to go, third quarter, 33-27. Demons on a bit of a run here. This is KMTS. 4:49 to go, third quarter. Glenwood with a 33-27 lead over Grand Junction. After starting off sluggishly in this third quarter, they come back and went on a 5-0 run. Tigers called the timeout. See what they do. Drew up here. Brett Wojtek inbounding near the scorer's table. Goes to Applegate. Back to Wojtek. Underneath to Applegate. Trying to muscle it up. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. Foul called against Gus Heisel. His first, third team foul. Applegate comes out. Replaced by Toe. Satterfield inbounding to the baseline. Three-pointer from the corner. Won't go. That shot attempted by Ochoa. Rebound taken by Cordero. Here's Olave with a drive. Finds a lane. Got no. Offensive foul. And Olave cannot believe it. His third foul.
And now they're going to hit him with a technical.
Oh, my goodness.
He must have said something.
And just like that, his fourth foul. He's going to have to sit for a while. So Ochoa at the line. Hits the first one. Boy, that's costly.
Yep.
Second free throw. Perfect. And they get the ball out of bounds. 33-29. Demons, Olave out. He's going to have to just get comfy for a while with four fouls. Got teed up there, disputing the first foul. Wojtek goes backcourt to Satterfield. Pass down low. They kick it out to Stanfield. And what do we have here? We've got a foul against Grand Junction.
Yep. We're going to call a foul on Stanfield. Sim Winger came sliding out of that pile there.
33-29, Demons lead. Eric Cordero brings it up for Glenwood. Calls out a play. Top of the key. Lobs it to Aiden Peters. Peters with a drive. Peters with a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Toe for Grand Junction. Hands it off to Stanfield. Demons by four. Stanfield almost had it picked off. Wojtek gets a loose ball. Pass down low to Aiden Toe. Puts up a shot and good. The big fella knows where that sweet spot is on the glass. Toe with 6 points. It's a 33-31 Demons lead. Clausen checking in for Glenwood. Sim Winger's got it right wing, top of the key to Cordero. Cordero fakes the three, drives, lost the ball, got it back, kicks it out as he falls to his belly, hands it out to Peters. Peters to Winger. Winger backs up for a three, top of the key, off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Renteria. And it ends up with Aiden Toe. 33-31 Demons lead, 3:25 to go in the third. Satterfield calls out a play for Grand Junction. Met there by Cordero, right wing to Wojtek. Hands it off to Ochoa, trying to feed it down low to Andantoe, and a foul's going to be called against Glenwood. What did they say, out of bounds?
No, yeah, foul. I think yeah. Cordero was able to come up with it, but landed kind of spinning, trying to stay in bounds, and just went over the line right underneath the basket.
Satterfield inbounds to Ochoa, three-pointer for the lead. Got it, rattled it in. Ochoa's got a smooth stroke. His second three, it's 34-33, Grand Junction. Clausen, baseline drive. Three defenders on him. Kick out past the Renteria. Fakes the three. Spin move in the paint. What they call now? Foul. Boy, there's just no rhythm to this game at all.
They're calling that on Satterfield. He's third.
34-33, Glenwood. They had a six-point lead. Now they trail by a point. Renteria inbounding from the baseline. Going to have to stand up here. Lobs it top of the key to Winger. Winger drives around the right side. Pulls up for a jumper. Blocked by Wojtek. And a foul. Lord have mercy.
Yep.
Wojtek calling for the foul.
Sims going to go to the line. He's 4 for 6 from the line so far.
And he hits the free throw to tie it up. Winger's first point here in the half. Has 9 for the game. Sims' second free throw to break the tie. Missed it. Rolled out the rim. Grand Junction with the ball. Up the court comes Cohen Wright. First time he's checked in. Number 10. Flips it over to Declan Lake. 34-34. Lob pass off the hands of Clausen into the hands of Sim Winger. Good hands there by Clausen. Winger brings it up. Crossover dribble. Lobs it to Clausen in the near corner. Clausen left wing. Dribbling around, looking for somebody to get open. Here's Cordero. Cordero crossover dribble. Lobs it in the near corner to Clausen. Clausen down low to Renteria. One-on-one. Backs up. Shoots. And scores!
Wow.
What a shot by Arjuni Renteria. That was incredible.
Wow, getting bumped around all over the place. Looked like he was underneath the basket when he took that shot.
36-34 Glenwood. Ochoa in the near corner. Pass down to Will Applegate. Gets the shot on the foul. Applegate with the bucket and the harm. Foul called against Clausen. His first. Sixth team foul.
It's Applegate's second trip to the line. He missed his first two.
I assume no relation to Christina. The free throw to make it a three-point play. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Renteria up high to clean the glass. Tied at 36. Sim Wanger's got it. Winger lobs it down, trying to lob it to Renteria, picked off by Applegate. Tied at 36, minute 45 to go in the third. Pass right wing to Wojtek. Down low to Applegate. And he's fouled.
Yeah, they're calling Renteria on the block.
And he got the bucket.
No, I think they're saying it's before the shot. Oh, are they giving
they
it to him?
They gave it to him. Applegate with a basket. Chance for another chance for a three-point play. Missed his last trip to the free throw line.
How are they giving him
I don't know.
That shot? Or is it just one and one because that's the seventh team foul?
No. It's 38-36.
I mean, he caught the ball, turned. That's when he got fouled, and then he shot after that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Free throw is good. Three-point play, 39-36, Grand Junction, minute 35 to go. Here in the third. Cordero calls out a play. Goes to Benny Swanson, checks in for the first time. Pass down to Cordero with a hook shot. The left hand got it, the foul. Touche. Cordero with a bucket and the harm, chance to tie it up with another three-point play. 39-38, Grand Junction. Sloppy game, not pretty, but it's suspenseful.
Yeah.
Cordero's free throw is good. We're tied again. What about 10 lead changes in this game, at least.
Yeah.
39 all, a minute 22 to go. Here in the third. Aiden Peters in for Sim Winger. Give him a breather. And protect him for the last minute and a half with three fouls. Satterfield brings it up for Grand Junction. Goes to Ochoa, left wing. Andy Heisel guarding him. Here's Declan Lake. Lake to Satterfield. Cordero poking at the ball. Ochoa lobs it down to Applegate. Trying to muscle his way in there. Hands it off to Fuller, and Fuller lays it up and in. His first field goal, 41-39 Grand Junction. Cordero to Peters. Peters in the lane. Spin move. Fouled from behind, no call. Guess it was a clean block from behind. And Peters trying to poke at the ball, in danger of picking up a foul. 43 seconds left. 41-39 Grand Junction. Ochoa to Andy. Andy Heisel guarding the ball. Ochoa's in a little trouble there in the corner and lobs it up high to Declan Lake. Lake to Ochoa. One-on-one with Clausen. Puts up a shot off the rim. No good. Rebound. Put back good. Zaire Fuller. 43-39 Glenwood, or Grand Junction, their biggest lead of the night. 14 seconds. Cordero, 10 seconds. Clausen. Clausen to Cordero. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Cordero, crossover dribble. Lobs it down to Clausen. Fadeaway is no good. Rolled off the rim. And that's the end of the third. Grand Junction has the lead, 43-39. This is KMTS. Grand Junction outscored Glenwood 18-14 in that third quarter. Will Applegate has been a force, 5 points in that third. He's got 11 for the game. Clausen inbounding, missed that fadeaway jumper just before the buzzer. Demons trail by four. Fourth quarter, here we go. Cordero hands it off to Simwanger. Top of the key to Clausen. Clausen to Cordero. Cordero top of the key, left wing to Alec Clausen. Clausen between the leg dribble. Goes to Sim Winger, left wing. Winger with the drive. Gets tripped. Knocked to the floor. Foul's going to be called. And that'll send Winger to the line for 1-1. Each team with 7 fouls. That's the fourth foul called against Wojtek. And Wojtek's going to come out. Replaced by Cameron Ochoa. Renteria out. Gus Heisel in. 43-39 Grand Junction. And Sim Winger at the line. First free throw. Won't get the bounce. Missed it. Still a 4-point lead for the Tigers. Satterfield has it top of the key. Met there by Cordero. Hands it off to Ochoa in the near corner. Lob pass down to Toe. Kick out pass to Wojtek, or rather Stanfield, and an offensive foul called against Grand Junction.
Yep. Good job by Aiden, by Peters, getting in the getting into position and doing his job, falling down.
Stanfield called for his third foul. Rancheria back in. Gus Heisel out for Glenwood. Cordero lobs it in to Simwinger. Demons trail by four. Winger, crossover dribble, finds a lane. Lost the ball, lost control of it. Just sloppy dribbling. Ball stolen by Stanfield. Goes to Ochoa, one-on-one with Clausen. Back to Stanfield. Stanfield to Fuller, had a big third quarter. Ochoa's got it in the near corner. 43-39. Here's Satterfield, left wing. Ochoa, top of the key. Back to Satterfield. Lob pass down to Toe. Toe trying to muscle it in. Jump ball called. Good job by Simwinger to tie him up. But the jump ball goes to the Tigers. The lead by four. Satterfield to baseline, inbounding. Goes into Ochoa in the corner. Met there by Peters. To Stanfield. Stanfield to Fuller. Fuller to Satterfield. Right wing. Top of the key to Ochoa. Can't get open for a three. Here's Stanfield. Satterfield at the free throw line. Bobbles it. Flips it over to Fuller. Fuller to Ochoa. Left wing. Couldn't shoot the three. He wanted to launch one. But Peters is guarding him closely. Ochoa's got it. Lob pass down to Toe. Double teamed. Flips it over to Ochoa. He's open for a three. Look out. Oh, my goodness. You just can't let him get open. He's hot. Ochoa, his third three. 46-39, Tigers lead. Cordero to Clausen. Clausen to Peters. Peters to Simwinger. Drives. Shoots. Missed it. Fouled. Sim to the line for two. Well, that was the game plan. Get Ochoa open somehow, yeah. Some way. And when they doubled down on App or on Toe down at the block, he immediately kicked it out to Ochoa and in rhythm knocked down his third three with a 7-point lead.
Yeah, Glenwood did a good job of defending it for a long time. It took a long time for that to finally come about.
Simwinger at the line. First free throw is good. First point of the fourth quarter for Glenwood. Winger's second free throw. Perfect. 46-41. Demons within five. 5:40 to go in the ball game. Satterfield one-on-one with Cordero. Hands it off to Stanfield. Goes to Fuller. Fuller with a drive. Kick out pass to Ochoa. Three-pointer. Here we go. He rolls it in. This guy is red hot. 49-41. An 8-point lead for the Tigers. And timeout called by Fred Heisel. He's had enough. So somebody's got a hand in number five's face. His fourth three-pointer of the night. 30-second timeout. Tigers lead by eight.
Yeah, Ochoa is quite the shooter. I mean, he's got 16 points on the ground in those four three-pointers. He's 4 for 4 from the line as well. And he seems to be their sharpshooter.
Yeah. Ochoa averages 5.5 points a game.
Oh, wow. So maybe he's just having the night of his life here.
Yes.
He's going to have some stories to tell when he gets home.
He's a 32% shooter from three-point land. He's made 18 out of 56. Tonight he's 4 for 4. Pass into Alec Clausen. Clausen to Simwinger. Demons trail by 8. Cordero to Peters. Peters to Renteria at the free throw line. Lobs it down to Clausen in the paint. Turnaround fadeaway. Got it. That is so pretty. Demons need a few more of those. 49-43, Grand Junction. And Winger almost got a steal. Oh, he forced the turnover. Nice. As he came from behind and got into Fuller's ear and forced Fuller to turn it over. Glenwood ball. Cordero, top of the key, stops, hook pass to Peters for three, top of the key. You betcha! Aiden Peters. And suddenly, it's a three-point lead for Grand Junction. 49-46. Stanfield, Ochoa, or rather Satterfield, Pass down, they kick it out to Fuller. Fuller for three in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Clausen. Demons within three now. Trailed by eight. Cordero top of the key. Flips it over to Clausen. Clausen baseline. Jumper is no good. Rebound tipped. Taken by Renteria. Renteria kicks it out to Cordero. Top of the key to Wenger. Downtown three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Renteria with the rebound. Renteria double-teamed. Handed off in the corner. Here's Clausen, left wing. Cordero holding on the ball. Under 4 minutes to go in the game. Renteria, the free throw line. Jump shot is good. Arjuni Renteria with the basket. 10 points for Arjuni. 49-48 Grand Junction. And Centerfield lost the ball. Got it back. And a timeout called by head coach Isaac Madison, the Grand Junction Tigers, 30-second timeout. 3:33 to go in the game. 49-48 Grand Junction. Boy, suddenly they've come to life.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of what we saw last week. We saw that their third quarter was their down quarter.
Yeah.
And then they turn it back on in the fourth.
Well, Aiden Peters knocked down that three. Place went wild. And yeah. Then they went 0-for-4 on that one possession and then finally maintained possession, got it out to Arjuni and pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Brings them within a point. Stanfield will inbound for the Tigers. In front of their jerseys just says Junction in orange. Just those black jerseys. Backcourt pass to Satterfield. Met there by Benny Swanson, who just checked in. Renteria now guarding the ball. Stanfield has it. Ochoa now to Wojtek. Pass down low to Applegate. A little pump fake. Missed the shot, but Applegate was fouled, and he'll go to the line.
Yeah, they're going to call that on Clausen.
Alex, second foul. Eighth team foul. Grand Junction with nine team fouls. And Applegate's first free throw is good. 50-48, Grand Junction. 12 points for number 31, Will Applegate. Averages a little over nine a game. Second free throw is good. Got the shooter's roll. 51-48, Tigers lead. I'm sitting down, standing up, sitting down, standing up. Swanson's got it, right wing, goes to Wenger for three to tie it. We're tied! We're tied! Simwanger singes the nets. 51-all. Stanfield loses the ball. They're saying a foul.
Yep, they're calling it
Renteria.
On Renteria. Ooh.
His fourth.
He's
out. He's done.
That's his fifth.
Oh, boy. Okay. So he comes out. Gus Heisel coming in along with Eric Cordero. Peters is in. Swanson out. Tied at 51. And two shots for Jake Stanfield, 6'1 senior.
He's 2-for-2 from the line.
First throw is good. Oh, I'm sorry, it was a 1-and-1.
We'll make it 3-for-3.
Stanfield, 6.2 points per game. 52-51 Grand Junction. Taking his time, takes aim, shoots, and rolls it in. 53-51, Tigers lead. 2:50 to go in the game. Simwanger lobs it to Clausen, high post right side. Clausen to Wenger, left wing. Down to Gus Heisel, baseline jumper to tie. No good, rebound, put back, reverse layup, Eric Cordero. I don't know, give Gus the assist. Tied at 53, Cordero with a nice finish there. 2:27 to go. Stanfield. Here's Satterfield. Toes got it to Satterfield. Underhands it to Wojtek. Wojtek to Stanfield. Here's a steal by Cordero. He clutches the ball. Coming up on the 2-minute mark here in the game. Tied at 53. Wenger, right wing. No look pass down to Alec Clausen. Lost the ball. Got it back. Picks it up with a fadeaway jumper off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Grand Junction. Tied at 53, under 2 minutes to go in the game. And Cordero almost gets a steal. Ball rolls away and retrieved by Satterfield. Goes to Stanfield. Toe to Satterfield. To Wojtek. Timeout, Grand Junction. And Coach Madison wants a full timeout. 1:36 to go in, should I say, regulation. Tied at 53. This is KMTS. 1:36 to go in regulation. The game is tied at 53. We've had numerous lead changes back and forth all game long. Sluggish first half. Second half has been thrilling. Sim Wenger knocked down a three to tie the game. Grand Junction was up by eight. Stevens came back and tied it up. Junction's broken the tie. Here we are tied at 53. Cordero one-on-one with Satterfield. Bumping there. A lot of physical contact. And a steal by Aiden Peters. After the Grand Junction timeout, here's Gus Heisel in the corner. Left wing to Eric Cordero. Holding the ball on his left hip. Dribbles a couple times. Asking for a pick from Clausen. Crossover dribble goes to Gus Heisel. Baseline drive. Gus off the glass. Missed the shot. Came up short. 53 all. Coming up on the one-minute mark here in regulation. Jason Satterfield. Now here's Stanfield one-on-one with Peters. Wojtek to Satterfield. 54 seconds left in regulation. Wojtek one-on-one with Sim Wenger. Steals it from his knees and a no-look pass to Peters. Are you serious?
He slipped it behind his
back.
That
was incredible. And Glenwood a chance to win it. 36 seconds left. Cordero's got it at half court. Trying to lull the defender to sleep. Now dribbles up right side. Hands it off to Wenger. Three-pointer for the top.
Oh my goodness!
Downtown! Sim Wenger buries it! 56-53. 19 seconds left.
He lost it.
Knocked away. Taken back by Grant. There's a steal by Wenger. And he's fouled. With 12 seconds left. Sim Wenger.
Tell you what, the last couple of possessions, you've got to acknowledge Peters and Wenger. Their defense has been incredible.
That steal down at the Grand Junction end was Sim on his knees, and they did a no look,
little flip
pass behind his back,
little flip right behind him.
That was incredible. Wenger at the free throw line buries it. And with that free throw, probably the Tigers' best chance of coming back. And a timeout called by Coach Isaac Madison. He's shaking his head in disbelief. 57-53, Glenwood with 12 seconds left. Full timeout. This is KMTS. 12 seconds left in the ball game. I don't think we're going to OT. Sim Wenger with the heroics, the incredible steal, and a three-point, just ice cold in his ice in his veins.
Yeah.
Knocked down a three from about 22 feet. Yeah. Just buried it. And then on the exchange, coming back the other way in the transition, gets a steal and a foul that puts him in the line for two.
Well, he hit the first one.
Yep.
You have him at 20. I have him at 19.
Okay. Let's see. 8, 10, 11. 6, 17, 18, 19. I've got him at 20.
Okay. Sure. I like that.
And Wenger with a second free throw. Nailed it. 5-point lead, 12 seconds left. Junction hustling up the floor. Here's Stanfield, lays it up, reverse layup, good. And a timeout called with 6 seconds left. Hang on, everybody. Hold the phone. Ain't over yet. 30-second timeout. I don't know if Glenwood should have been so passive on that possession. Stanfield got a quick layup.
Yeah, I think they were just trying not to foul.
That's Stanfield's first field goal. 58-55, Demons lead. 6 seconds left in, I'm going to still say, the game. We ain't going OT.
No.
Can't happen. Well, it can, but.
Well, it's, you know, Glenwood's ball, 6 seconds left.
Oh, my. This has been fun. Cordero inbounding baseline. Goes into Wenger. Back to Cordero. He He ducks under the first foul and then gets fouled the second time in the second attempt. And Cordero to the line with 4 seconds left. Just has to hit one. Gets two shots here. And EC misses the first free throw. All right.
Got to keep the drama.
Yeah. Gus Heisel's going to play back on D with Andy and Sim. Cordero's second attempt is off the back of the rim. No good. Look out. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Steal by Winger. Ball game. How fitting. Sim Winger gets the steal. And that is the end of the game as Glenwood wins a thriller, 58-55. Holy mackerel. Heart-stopping fun. Demons win at 58-55. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Well, Glenwood Demons get a sweep over the Grand Junction Tigers. Kind of a snoozer for Lady Demons. They kind of sleptwalked their way through a 54-10 win over Grand Junction to win their fourth in a row. And the Glenwood Demons boys win a thriller, their fourth in a row, 58-55. Multiple lead changes, back-and-forth battle all game long. Second half was a thrill a minute. And Glenwood down by eight in the fourth quarter comes clawing their way back to beat the Tigers, 58-55. Heroes abound, but you got to give the game ball to Sim Winger. He got into foul trouble, had to sit for a little while, came back in, and man, oh man, did he make a difference. 21 points for Sim.
And two rebounds, several assists, and five steals.
They're down three. He hits the big three in the fourth quarter. Not, you know, be patient, let's pass it five times. And he just pulled up from about 23 feet and buried it and got another three in the fourth quarter. A couple of free throws. He was incredible tonight. 21 points. Arjuni Renteria, another fine night before fouling out, 10 points. Eric Cordero, terrific night, 9 points. A lot of steals. Aiden Peters with 7 points and some big steals. The defense, again, was a key. Alec Clausen with 10 points coming off the bench. I think the key moment was the steal down here at the junction end, off the right wing. Sim, with those quick hands, just relentless, fell to his knees, got the ball away, stole it, and then
in the midst of three junction players.
Yeah.
And so you didn't think he was going to be able to go anywhere. It looked like it was going to be a tie-up. But then that no look, I know there's somebody behind me.
Yeah.
Just this little flip.
It was just remarkable. And they came down and converted with the baskets and then put it away at the free throw line, 58-55. Oh, what a thriller. They go to 10-7 overall. And the Tigers fall to 6-10 as Glenwood gets the sweep over the Grand Junction Tigers.
Rebound-wise, Renteria had 4 rebounds, 3 of them on the offensive side. Clausen also had 4. Cordero and Peters both had 3. Leading Grand Junction was Satterfield with 5. And then both Toe and Fuller had 4 apiece. Wojtek and Applegate, 3 apiece. Big story here is 16 turnovers for Grand Junction, 12 of those being steals. So Glenwood's defense is doing a great job. And Glenwood only had 5 turnovers themselves. So, I mean, big difference there. And I think that's what, you know, that kept them in the game. They were tied 25-all at the half, came out flat in the third quarter, just like they did in the last game against Summit, but turned it back on in the fourth. And, man, what a thriller.
58-55, hats off to Grand Junction. They played tough. Ochoa, I mean, where did he come from? 5.5 points a game coming in, averaging that. He scored 16 tonight on 4 three-pointers and 4-for-4 from the free throw line. And then Will Applegate, just under 10 points a game. He scored 13 tonight. He was a force down low. So the Tigers gave the Demons all they could handle, but Glenwood comes out on top with their tenacious and relentless defense, winning it 58-55. Okay. I want to thank our the next broadcast for Glenwood, anyway, is next Tuesday here at home against the Battle Mountain Huskies at 5:30 and 7. The game time's next Tuesday night, the 31st. Our next broadcast will be Saturday, Coleridge hosting Steamboat Springs, 2 o'clock and 3:30. I want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Berthod Select, Bighorn Toyota, Bank of Colorado, Alpine Bank, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, and McDonald's. Again, our final scores. Glenwood Lady Demons over Grand Junction, 54-10. Yeah, you heard that right. And the Glenwood boys in a thriller, 58-55 over the Tigers. For Keith Harris, Ron Milhorn saying so long from Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. We'll talk to you again Saturday when Coleridge will host the Steamboat Sailors. Have a great night. Keep it tuned to KMTS.